Moncrief on News Talk.
Gavin Naylor from the Florida Program for Shark Research. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
As I understand it, last year the amount of shark attacks went up, but we have to put that in context, in the sense that there's not a lot of shark attacks in the course of a year.
That's correct, yeah. So we generally get the same number every year, and there's a little bit of wobble, just stochastic wobble from one year to the next. So last year was a little bit lower, and this year's back up to normal, but it's nothing for people to be alarmed by.
Okay, so what would be the average number of shark attacks?
Well, that's a good question. So normally we get between 70 to 80 unprovoked bites a year. But we probably think that's a bit of an underestimate because some parts of the world where they don't have communication systems don't report. And so that's just the ones that we know about.
Yeah, but still, that's not a huge amount of attacks.
No, it's tiny. It's absolutely tiny. You're 200 times more likely to drown than to be bitten by a shark. And people that are in the water all the time see sharks all over the place, the surfers, and they don't bother them at all. Mm. It's very, very, I mean, it's not that every time a shark's in the water with a person, the person gets bitten. It's quite the opposite. There's sharks all over the place. Most of the time, they're doing their level best to avoid people. It's only once in a while where they make a mistake.
And when we say, I suppose even the phrase shark attack makes people think of, you know, massive sharks devouring people whole. A shark bite, how serious or unserious can that be?
Well, that's a good question. So most of the bites are actually by things like black-tip sharks that normally prey upon schooling fishes. And they usually will bite somebody's ankles or wrists, and you might need a few stitches. But, you know, a nibble from a white shark's a lot more serious. It can remove your leg. So it's just the size of the animal has an impact. Tiger sharks, bull sharks, and white sharks, when they bite people, even if it is a mistake, can sometimes be fatal. But most of the bites are by piscivorous sharks that will, where there's a lot of surface, there's low visibility because a lot of energy. Sharks can't see very well. But there's lots of turbidity. There's lots of food for the schooling fishes. So the sharks are going crazy trying to feed on the schooling fishes. And they see somebody's arms or legs dangling off a board. And in the heat of the moment, they'll see something and they'll bite it. And it's not what they thought it was. Mm. So these are, you know, most of the times it's cases of mistaken identity.
Well, and on those few occasions when a shark bite proves to be fatal, is it the bite itself or a complicating factor like it gets infected or that kind of thing?
It's actually pretty simple. It's usually blood loss. So if your leg gets severed and your femoral artery is severed, then you can lose enough blood in probably 45 seconds to go unconscious. And okay, within a minute and a half, you're dead. So in some parts of the world, like particularly Australia, they're really, really good. And the surfers will quickly wrap a towel or a piece of rope around somebody's leg. And if you're quick, you can actually save somebody's life with a very, very simple tourniquet. So the trick is to be prompt and deliberate.
Would most sharks, though, that might be in a position to attack a person, whether by accident or whatever, would they have mouths big enough to inflict that kind of damage? Or are we talking specific sorts of sharks?
Oh, you're absolutely correct. Most sharks, their mouths are fairly small. A lot of people are sort of terrified by hammerhead sharks. But, you know, if you see the size of the jaw on a hammerhead shark, except for a great hammerhead, they're usually pretty small. So there's a lot of apocryphal stories that are not borne out by the data. So you're absolutely right. A white shark has a very large jaw. A tiger shark has a large jaw. A bull shark has a large jaw. And they can inflict a lot of damage. But you're absolutely correct that most sharks, even a 6-foot shark's got a jaw that's probably only 4 inches across.
Ah, right. And now, what causes them to do it? Because you did cite the incident said that they might be just in a bit of a frenzy, you know, trying to, you know, swallow other fish and just a hand gets in the way. Can they mistake people for something else?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, when people are on surfboards in off the coast of Florida, there's a lot of black-tip sharks there, and they're targeting schooling fishes. And, you know, the soles of your feet and the palms of your hand can catch the light and look like scales from menhaden. And so in the heat of the moment, they'll just see some flash of light and bite it. Now, that's for black-tips in Florida, but white sharks in Australia, you know, they don't really go for schooling fishes. But they do target seals. So if you've got, and a seal is a much better swimmer, really, much more gymnastic and adroit than a white shark is. Little seals will swim all over the place and tease white sharks. But when they're goofing off at the surface and flopping around and minding their own business and enjoying the sunshine, a white shark can come underneath and ambush them, and they'll come up and hit them and eat these little guys that are flopping around. Well, a surfer at the surface can, with its, you know, hands off the side and its legs off the side, can look in profile like a seal. And white sharks don't have particularly good visual acuity, and all they see is the silhouette from underneath. And if they're not particularly experienced, if it's a sort of a teenage white shark, they may make a mistake and they'll see a surfer and they think it's a seal flopping around at the surface that's minding its own business. So, you know, two different species targeting a signal that is appropriate for them. And in both instances, one, it's a surfer in Florida whose hands and feet, you know, look like schooling fishes. In Australia, it's the profile, the silhouette might be mistaken for a seal.
Can sharks be territorial? Are there parts of the world where you should?
Question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely, and they can. Documented probably 50 years ago, is grey reef sharks in the Pacific actually can. A guy called Don Nelson would make these goofy little submarines and go up to them and induce these territorial displays where they put their fins, their pectoral fins down and move their heads from side to side, basically saying, go away, this is my area. And we suspect that maybe there are other species that also show these kinds of behaviors. Any sort of predator in those situations is going to benefit from having its own turf and sort of policing its own area from conspecific animals. So yeah, that's, and we think that some bites by reef sharks are the consequence not of a mistaken identity, but they are actually being territorial. But they don't bite to consume you, to eat you. They'll bite you to say, go away.
Yeah. So are there parts of the world where people are surfing or swimming where really they shouldn't be doing it because it belongs to the sharks?
Well, you could say that, but, you know, every human activity's got a risk, right? And the more risks you take, the more joy you get. So each person has a different tolerance for risk. So if surfers want to go and get really great breaks and there happen to be a lot of sharks there, that's their prerogative. So I'm not going to tell people where they should go and where they shouldn't. But if they complain after the fact, if they get bitten, well, that's a different story.
Yeah, indeed. Have the habits of sharks been affected at all by climate change?
Well, you know, sharks have been through the Permian extinction. They've been through the Cretaceous extinction. So climate change doesn't really... It isn't too much of a problem for them. If the weather or the food changes, then they move somewhere else. They're large animals, so they can move. But what really does impact them is commercial fishing. You know, they can deal with temperature change, but they can't deal very well with being plucked out of the water and stuck on a boat. So
yeah, that will make a difference. All right, Gavin, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That was Gavin Naylor from the International Shark Attack File at the Florida Program for Shark Research.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.